going to ask you some introductory questions related to my first topic, pen or pencil. Do you prefer to use pen or pencil?
Actually, I prefer to use pencil because it can be erased and mistakes can be removed. Also, I love to draw and pencils are much better for that. They are also cheaper than pens. That's why I prefer pencil the most.
Okay. When was the last time you bought pen or pencil?
I remember I bought a pencil set for myself at the beginning of my college year, along with other stationery items like notebooks, pen, erasers, sharpeners, etc. I usually buy pencils when I run out of it or when I see a new kind of pencils which I don't have.
Okay, move further. How would you react if someone sent you a pen as a gift?
I feel very happy if someone sent me a pen as a gift because I love to write, and for me, pen are a sign of creativity. I remember my mom gifted me a set of pens last year that I still use a lot and remember her whenever I write with them. So it's really very important for me.
Okay. Let me ask some questions from another topic, that is about history. So have you ever been to museum to learn history?
Oh yeah, actually I went to a partition museum in Amritsar last year. It opened in 2017. And is about a 5-minute walk from Golden Temple. It has a rich collection of stories, events, arts and artifacts related to partition of India in 1947. I was brought to tears, listening and reading about the suffering of millions of people and their sacrifice.
Do you think history is important?
Oh yeah, actually I feel history is very important. There are a lot of events that change the world, and to know about these, we need to delve deep into history. History also helps us understand other cultures. I believe history repeats itself. So it's important to learn about mistakes made in the past so that we do not make the same mistakes in the future.
When was the last time you read a book about history?
I remember last time I read a book about history was in my summer break last year. The book I read was The Discovery of India. India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru, wrote this book during his imprisonment at Ahmednagar Fort from 1940 to 1946.
Let me move to the further topic, that is cake. Do you like desserts?
Oh yeah, really, I love desserts, In fact, I love it so much that I can skip a meal and have two portions of dessert instead. I love all kind of desserts like cakes, ice creams, pudding, Indian sweets, etc.
Do you like eating cakes?
Oh yeah, I love eating cakes, especially the one with chocolate. My favorite is chocolate lava cake, which has molten chocolate in the middle. I enjoyed it with a cup of hot coffee.
Okay, very good. What desserts do Indian people like?
I believe Indian people usually like Indian sweets like gulab jamun, barfi, laddu, etc. And puddings like carrot puddings, rice puddings. But the younger generations like to eat cake and ice cream the most.
My last question of this topic. Have you ever made a cake?
Yeah, I have made a cake in the past. Baking is both a hobby and a stress reliever for me. I like to search for cake recipes on the internet, make them from scratch and impress my friends and family with my yummy creations.
Let me ask you two more topics on running and mathematics. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. How often do you go for a run?
I go for a run 2 to 3 times a week. I would like to run more often, but sometimes it's hard to keep up because of my busy schedule.
Where do you usually go for running?
I usually go to a park near my home for running. If the weather is bad, I run on a treadmill in the gym, but I prefer to run outside where I can also enjoy the beautiful scenery and fresh air.
Do you like running?
Oh yeah, I love to run. I feel it's the best form of exercise. Running makes me happy and also helps to maintain my weight.
Do you think running running is a good way to stay healthy?
Yes, I believe. Running is a very good way to stay healthy. Running adds years to your life. It can reduce stress and also improve your heart health.
When did you start learning maths?
I started learning numbers in my nursery classes, but the basic math of addition and subtraction I started when I was in the first standard.
Do you like maths?
I am not very good at maths actually. However, I don't dislike math. I think it's very useful in our daily life.
Who taught you math?
I have had many math lectures, teachers throughout my school and college years who taught me math. So I like them very much.
My second last question, is math difficult for you to learn?
I don't consider myself very good at math. I find certain aspects of it very difficult to understand. I do not do manual calculations. So I use the calculator app on my phone most of the times.
Last question is, do you like to use the calculator?
Yes, actually, I like to use the calculator app on my phone. Whenever I have to calculate something, I think that is a very useful, accurate, and it saves our time.
Thank you so much. It's end of your test.
Thank you so much, ma'am.